Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Is the Bible for man today? Much is being said about the Bible being out of date, not for our age, that it is irrelevant to modern man and his needs, and therefore it is cast aside by many people. Even religious people are bypassing the scriptures, seeking for something special, maybe some direct message from God, separate and apart from the Bible. Is the Bible, just as it is, adapted to man, just as he is? Now, we're not considering a Bible with changes, but a Bible that exists now as our reliable versions. Some think the scriptures have no life, no power. They're not even useful for our busy age. So let us consider the question whether the Bible, as it is right now, is applicable to man as he is right now. The Bible, as it is the inspired Word of God, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It was revealed by the Holy Spirit, 2 Peter 1:20 and 21. Instead of man asking for a special guidance from the Holy Spirit, he ought to give heed to what the Holy Spirit has already provided. When we hear or read the Scriptures, friend, we are hearing or reading what the Holy Spirit has to say to mankind. 2 Samuel 23 and verse 2, "The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my mouth." In Acts 1 and verse 6, "Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit by the mouth of David spake." The letters to the seven churches of Asia in the first chapter of Revelation include, "Hear what the Spirit saith to the churches." In John 14 and 15 and 16, it reports the promise of Christ to his apostles that the Holy Spirit would come upon them, would guide them into all truth, and bring to their remembrance what he had taught them. The Holy Spirit would reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. This he did by and through the preaching and the revelations made by the apostles. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 13 teaches the Spirit did not merely present ideas, but selected the very words to express the mind of deity. And while the writers of the Bible were not infallible in all their actions, they were inspired in what they wrote, 2 Peter 1:20 and 21, Galatians 1 and verse 11. And for this reason, we can concur with David when he wrote, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path," Psalm 119, verse 105. Let us also be mindful that the Scriptures can be understood. If they could not, they would not be of any value. It is amazing how some false teachers who do not accept the message of the Bible will quote the Bible to teach people that they cannot understand it. When the Lord preached, however, even the common people understood, not just the so-called scholars and the self-proclaimed experts. The scriptures were publicly read and proclaimed in both the Old and New Testament histories. Why was this done if one cannot understand them? Or we can understand that which was once a mystery before it is revealed, but it is now revealed, Ephesians 3, 3-5. In Ephesians 5 and verse 17, Paul said, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." We're told to show ourselves approved unto God through study, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. Well, why study, if we can't understand anyway? Well, Paul told Timothy that from a babe thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through the faith which is in Christ Jesus, 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15. And it is because it can be understood that we are to preach the word, as Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, 1 and 2. Friend, not only is the scripture inspired and understandable, it will furnish us unto all good works. It is the all-sufficient message from God. Whatever God wants, whatever God expects from man, can be learned from the Scriptures. Scripture authorizes whatever we must do in service to God. And if something is not authorized, we must not go beyond the things that are written, 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 6. We must do what we do in the name of, which simply means by the authority of, Jesus Christ, Colossians 3 and verse 17. His will and authority is revealed for us in Scripture. There have been many changes in many things through the history of mankind, but the word of the Lord endureth forever, 1 Peter 1:25. Man cannot direct his own steps, Jeremiah 10:23. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, Proverbs 14 and verse 12. And while there be some who want the Holy Spirit to send them some special message today, we would ask, why? If the Holy Spirit did not provide a message that men could understand and was adaptable to man as he already is, if he didn't do that in the first place, what makes them think that he could or would do it now? Would his second effort be any more reliable than the Bible? The Bible, just as it is already confirmed by the Lord. Now, to confirm simply means to verify, to ratify, to authenticate, to show that it is true. Mark 16 and verse 20 tells of Jesus commissioning his apostles to go and preach, assuring them of miraculous power by which they would confirm the word they preached. Hebrews 2, 3, and 4 teaches that the word was first spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. Since none is inspired today as were the apostles who were baptized in the Holy Spirit, the Bible has been finished and its message confirmed, and we are to contend earnestly for the faith once delivered unto the saints, Jude verse 3. We have neither the need nor the power of the miraculous to confirm the word. It does not need to be confirmed again. God has already provided his evidence of confirmation. It is now simply a question whether we accept what God has done or not. No preacher today needs to perform something miraculous to prove his message. What he must do is to show that his message is according to the word of God. So the Bible, just as we have it, is inspired, it's fully revealed, it's understandable, it's all sufficient unto every good work, and it is confirmed. But does it fit man? Does it meet man's needs today? Well, let us look at man just as he is. Is he basically different now than when the gospel was first made known to man? Does God think we need more? Man still has an intellect, the ability to reason and to understand. Psalm 119, verse 130, the entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding to the simple. Psalms 11 and verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The Bible can change man's mind from doubt to belief by providing the evidence of that which is true. And faith comes by hearing the word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. The Bible appeals to man's intellect. And man still has a will, the power to make decisions, to accept or reject whatever he wishes. The Scripture recognizes this. The gospel is presented by persuading men to do that which is right, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 11, and not through force. The teaching of Scripture urges man to make decisions that will be of benefit to him. It calls for man's willingness to do the will of God, and to show an unwilling mind and heart is not acceptable to God. Man must serve God from a heart of desire to serve God. The magnet by which God draws man into himself is the love that God has shown through sending Christ to be lifted up on the cross for man's sins. So said Jesus in John 12, verse 32, God draws man to him through teaching and through man learning, John 6, 44 and 45. Yes, the Bible appeals to the will of man. Man is still subject to temptation, just as he has been since the Garden of Eden. The devil's avenues of temptation are the same. 1 John 2 and verse 16, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." Satan used these avenues against Eve, and also against Christ. He still uses them against people today. James 1 and verse 15 shows the progression of temptation that leads to sin. And all sin, Romans 3 and verse 23, and friend, it's still true, the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. But forgiveness of sins is the only way to have our sins counted no longer against us, Romans 4:7-8. And the way of forgiveness is still Jesus Christ, Ephesians 1 and verse 7. What could be more relevant to the needs of man than that message of the Bible that reveals his sinful condition and what God has done to save him? And what Christ has done to provide forgiveness, and what man must do to take advantage of what deity has done. What is more needful and relevant than that? The material needs of man are basically the same, even though they take on different forms in different ages from one generation to another. Food, shelter, clothing, medicine, they're still our needs. The spiritual needs of man remain the same. And of course, of the two classes of needs, the spiritual and the physical, the greatest of these is spiritual. "What doth it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Matthew 16:26. The scriptures teach us the source of all spiritual blessings, and that is being in Christ, Ephesians 1 and verse 3. The Bible provides for the most serious needs of all mankind. What could be more relevant than that? And what is more relevant in this life than that which makes man happy and secure and useful, a richer and sweeter life, overflowing with meaning and purpose? Obeying the teaching of the Bible will make your home a better home, provide you true and lasting success in things that really matter, that neither time nor Satan can take away from you against your will. Jesus came to give man an abundant life here and in the hereafter, John 10:10. And what is more relevant than that which develops man to his full potential for goodness and righteousness? Dear listening friend, following the Bible, man learns to love and to give aid. He learns to be kind and to comfort and strengthen and build up and to lift up and to withstand and to be able to endure. The problem regarding the Bible today is not that it is estranged from the needs of modern man. It's not that it's behind the times or irrelevant. The problem is that it's unknown, it's unstudied, it's unlearned, it's untried, it's been underestimated, it is abused, not used, it's been slighted and ignored. Is it fair to declare medicine that cures to be of no value if the medicine is not applied to the disease? Man as he is, he needs faith, he needs hope and love and courage. He needs character. He needs spiritual salvation. All of these are to be found in translating the teaching of the Bible into our daily lives. And John said in John 20 and verse 31, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." Ah, yes, indeed. The Bible is for man today, and we would plead with each one not to deprive themselves of it. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.